This is David Green traveling with the Clinton campaign. Hillary Clinton supporters gathered last night in downtown Indianapolis, watching and waiting as results came in. Obama was making the Indiana primary closer than expected.
Thank you, Indiana. Thank you.
Clinton decided to come on stage even as the last votes were being counted. She sounded like the winner, even though that wasn't clear yet.
Not too long ago, my opponent made a prediction. He said I would probably win Pennsylvania, he would win North Carolina, and Indiana would be the tiebreaker. Well, tonight we've come from behind, we've broken the tie, and thanks to you, it's full speed on to the White House.
Clinton has already been going at full speed in recent weeks. To drive that point home, she dropped in on the Indianapolis Speedway early yesterday. But last night's results seemed to slow her down. She lost by double digits to Obama in North Carolina, and she was struggling to beat him in Indiana. She tried to reassure her faithful.
People are watching this race, and they're wondering, I win, he wins, I win, he wins. It's so close.
And she added,
no matter what happens, I will work for the nominee of the Democratic Party because we must win in November.
Clinton vowed that she will be that nominee.
Now it is on to West Virginia, Kentucky, Oregon, and the other states where people are eager to have their voices heard.
Shelley Rania came to Clinton's event. She said she was disappointed.
It did surprise me she didn't do a little bit better in Indiana.
Shelley said Clinton needed to do better because she's behind in delegates, and as Shelley put it, the numbers aren't adding up for her candidate. Shelley said she's still hopeful. She said Clinton's ability to win a diverse state like Indiana gives her an argument to take to the all-important superdelegates.
I think they should look at this, and I think they should look at all the big states and who's more electable, and I definitely think she is.
Now, sounds like you're resigned to the possibility that she might not pull this out. I mean, is that...
It's hard. I'm more, you know, always think the worst, so... I always think the worst, so I'm hoping it'll be different, though.
As Shelley and other supporters headed home, Clinton flew to Washington, and on the plane, the campaign got word that she did pull out a 2-point win in Indiana, and as if to prove that their candidate is plowing ahead, Clinton's staff announced that this morning she'd be hitting the road again to campaign in West Virginia. David Green, NPR News, Washington.
You can see what is still ahead for the candidates by going to our interactive map at npr.org/elections.